let's consider liturgy in general. The primary purpose of the liturgy is to praise and glorify God, to respond fittingly to God's call. The secondary purpose of the liturgy is to seek the grace of God. The sacramental life of the Church allows people to participate in the divine life of grace. This is how we are sanctified. This is how we attain union with God. This is the goal of our very existence. Through the liturgy, we are transformed. In liturgical prayer, we put on Christ. Therefore, there must be an attitude of receptivity and openness on our part in order for the liturgy to really be the fruitful unfolding of the spiritual life, which it is intended to be. Now, why talk about all of this? Why do we need to learn the fundamental dimension of the liturgy? By examining the fundamental attitudes pertinent to the liturgy, we come to a deeper understanding of the liturgy, and we are then able to participate more actively and knowledgeably in the liturgy, a more conscious sharing in the liturgical action. The face of Christ at prayer is revealed in the liturgy. The liturgy is the deepest form of development of the divine life of baptism. The celebration of the liturgy and the vocation of humanity are closely intertwined. The meaning of all creation is to imitate and glorify God. Human beings are called to consciously glorify God. We're the only creatures capable of doing so, and it's our ultimate dignity to do so. The final vocation of every person is transformation into Christ, and that is sanctification. This sanctification is transformation into the praying Christ. The more fully we participate in the express glorification, the more we become transformed into Christ. Our worship on earth is closely connected with the heavenly worship directed by Christ as High Priest. Christ is our true High Priest. Priesthood and sacrifice are correlative terms. There can be no sacrifice without a priest. There can be no priest without a sacrifice. Vatican II's Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy defines the liturgy by saying, "In the liturgy, full public worship is performed by the mystical body of Jesus Christ, that is, by the head and his members. It is an exercise of the priestly office of Jesus Christ because he's always present in his church, especially in liturgical celebrations. Christ always associates his church with himself." The Constitution on the Liturgy also refers to the concept of mystery in reference to the liturgy. Mystery is something ultimately impossible to understand, something that can't be fully known. The Christian sense of mystery is that of a passage from death to life, through the cross, to the resurrection and ultimate glory, accomplished once and for all in Christ. The Constitution on the Liturgy also describes the liturgy as the summit toward which the activities of the Church are directed, and it is the fountain from which all of the Church's power flows. There's a twofold dialectic at work here, ascending and descending. The disposition of the worshiper is important. The liturgy is the goal of the Church's activity and source of her spiritual strengths. This can be represented by seeing that the source of our worship is the Father, and we worship through Christ by means of the Holy Spirit. From the Father, through Christ, by means of the Holy Spirit, all goods come to us. And by the Holy Spirit, through Christ, everything returns to the Father, which is why the liturgy is the summit of our spiritual life. Liturgy is the source from the Father through Christ by means of the Holy Spirit. All goods come to us. And liturgy is the summit because by the Holy Spirit through Christ, everything returns from us back to the Father. The liturgy is a hierarchical and community action. There is within the liturgy the principle of division of roles, and that principle upholds that there's a distinction between liturgical function and sacred orders. There's also the principle of active participation, that of living participation. And finally, the chapters of the Constitution on the liturgy from the Second Vatican Council indicate the very scope of the liturgy itself. Those chapters are general principles for the restoration and promotion of the sacred liturgy, the most sacred mystery of the Eucharist, the other sacraments and the sacramentals, the divine office, the liturgical year, sacred music, sacred art, and sacred furnishings. That's a brief summary of the theology of liturgy in general.